Well, let's take a few minutes now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Bo Leibowitz is a jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Bo, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you've got a range of jazz music for us today. First, you wanted us to hear from the late jazz bass guitarist Jaco Pastorius. This is Reza, Giant Steps, from a live performance in New York in 1982 that's being reissued. And Jaco Pastorius, by the way, played with Joni Mitchell and Weather Report, among others. He died in 1987 after a fight with a bouncer at a Florida nightclub. Tell us more about what we're listening to here.
Well, this is his so-called word-of-mouth big band. As you mentioned, he's probably best known for his work with Weather Report in the late 70s and the early 80s. And then when he left Weather Report, he formed this big band, the word-of-mouth big band. And they were only together a couple years, and as you mentioned, Jaco had many mental problems. And this performance stems from an NPR show, Jazz Alive, from 1982, recorded at Avery Fisher Hall, and previously unreleased on CD, and it's very exciting stuff. This particular tune, Reza, starts out in a kind of primordial fashion with the bass and percussion building to a solo by Jaco, who was one of the monster electric bass players of all time. And then it morphs into John Coltrane's Giant Steps, featuring also a solo by a gentleman by the name of Othello Molyneux on the steel pans. And then back to the original composition, Reza, from Jaco.
And when you say he was a monster electric bass player, he also called himself the greatest bass player in the world. What made him so great?
Well, it's just a combination of technique, ideas. He was sort of known as the Jimi Hendrix of the jazz world in his day.
All right, well, now to the L.A. jazz pianist and composer. This is Bill Cunliffe with Blame It on My Youth. Bill Cunliffe won a Grammy in 2009 for Best Musical Arrangement. He's also worked with Frank Sinatra. What else should we know about him?
Well, he's just a wonderful piano player and a fabulous arranger. He's been in L.A. for quite a while, and this particular recording has some of the finest of L.A. musicians, including Terrell Stafford, who is the trumpet player featured on this song that was written by Oscar Levant. If you remember Oscar Levant from the movies, he was always the sidekick to the hero, you know, playing piano a la Hoagy Carmichael in a lot of these movies. But he wrote the music for this, Blame It on My Youth. And this is a beautiful rendition, I think, because it starts out in sort of atonal fashion and then coalesces and ends with a wonderful solo cadenza by the trumpeter Terrell Stafford.
You also wanted us to hear from the Detroit jazz drummer Lewis Hayes. Let's listen to this, and I'm going to have you explain the name in a minute, but it's called Echoro.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, first of all, what Ecaro is all about.
Well, this is a tribute to Horace Silver, his first boss. He joined Horace Silver's quintet in 1956 and was there for about 3 years. So Ecora, or I don't know how to pronounce this myself, quite frankly. Ecaro, Ecora. Anyway, it's Horace backwards is what it is. And Lewis Hayes played with some major, major figures. I mean, he started off with Horace for 3 years, and then he played with Cannonball Adderley for about 7 years, and then Oscar Peterson. He replaced Ed Thigpen in Oscar Peterson's group from 1965 to 1967. So just a straight-ahead pleasure is this particular CD.
You know, I was at a jazz performance recently in New York, and I remember just watching the drummer and thinking to myself, how in the world do they do that? Because you're not just keeping a beat. You've got to, you know, just go with it. Go with the other performers as they're doing it, but make it sound like it's not just an absolute mess.
Well, it's conversation. It requires listening, and you make your accents where you can, and voila.
Not easy, probably.
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Up next, we have the bassist Linda Mahon O. This is called Walk Against Wind. Linda Mahon O was born in Malaysia. She was raised in Australia, and she played piano and bassoon, and then in high school she played a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers on the electric bass. Tell us more about her.
Well, you know, I read that too, which I had no idea, but I really like this recording. It's all original compositions, and that particular piece is a tribute to the mime Marcel Marceau, in the sense of, if you can picture walking against wind, you know, palms up, legs splayed and churning, and the opening figure between the bass and the guitar gives that sort of Sisyphus-type feel to it, of somebody pushing a boulder up a hill or something. At least that was my impression of it.
You have one more for us. This is from the longtime American jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal. This is called Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Kind of cheery for such a depressing title.
Yes, no, that was my first thought. I mean, this is a very mournful, traditional spiritual taken in a rather jaunty fashion. And by the way, happy birthday to Ahmad Jamal, who turned 87 earlier this month.
And he has put out a lot of music over the years.
Yes, well, he gained fame early on for one particular recording, Live at the Pershing. And that was when he was very young. But he's made tons of records, and they're still all sound good. And he was also Miles Davis's favorite piano player, and Miles sort of incorporated Ahmad's use of space in his playing.
That's Bo Leibowitz, a jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Bo, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Nice to be back.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.